Welcome back to the Pre-Focus Podcast. This is Jordan Trask. Love this song. Wanted to welcome everybody back on this amazing Wednesday evening here in Arizona. It's raining outside, which doesn't happen often, so I'm feeling a little froggy. Wanted to, you know, talk openly today, talk a little bit off the trek I've been heading in. With a little bit of the training aspects of brand development and how, you know, figuring out your message and putting together your purpose can really solidify your future. Although I don't really want to veer too far off of that at all, I just didn't want to have too much of a scripted evening. I've spent the last week or so really picking the minds of others and, you know, seeing what else is out there, you know, what I'm competing against as far as branding, and, you know, what I can complement, you know, what's working, what can give me an advantage. And I stumbled across a few people, a couple of which I'm sure you've heard of, but Jack Heal down in Chandler, Arizona was one of my favorite conversations I've had in a while. And he's looking at the psychological aspect of branding and being able to create a cult following. Now, I don't really necessarily agree with that title, as cults aren't really aligned with a positive image, but I see where he's going with this. He has a psychological history as a physician, a provider, and really just advising people on how to, you know, make the most of themselves, whether it's through confidence, whether it's through trial and error, whether it's just through general positivity, and maximizing your abilities so that you can, you know, progress in a way that's beneficial to you. And he's bringing it to branding now, and he calls it a cult, your brand. And he's doing some speaking engagements, and I'll be attending one of them tomorrow with him, just on the power of authenticity or originality or being yourself. And I was really intrigued by this because obviously, you know, it's really the same thing that I'm saying, but he's looking at it in a more of a cognitive fashion where people are drawn to, you know, certain aspects of a company, certain promises of a company, visual appeal, and even social influence of brands. You know, what TV tells them to do, what social media tells them to trend their life around. You know, whether it's popularity in school, popularity in the workplace, the split culture in our country, or, you know, sometimes the split culture within families. You know, I think finding the common ground there, finding a way to understand each other and finding out how we can start developing our unique personas is really a start to finding the right brands that align with our values as people and cultures and influencers and companies. And so, without going into too much detail about what he does, you know, I just wanted to touch on that because, you know, cognition is a big part of marketing that I don't think a lot of companies truly understand or weigh when it comes to putting together a strategy. And I just did a blog over the weekend just about, you know, some things that you should establish before you start doing marketing, before you start determining, you know, the channel that makes the most sense for you. And although I want to touch on that a little bit, I want to transition from that cognition and just say that if you're marketing or you're pushing social promotions or posts, or even if you're advertising right now and you don't really know what your promise is to your customers, you don't know what that experience looks like, you don't even know maybe what you want that experience to look like, then, you know, I beg you, or I urge you, I'm not going to beg you because it's your company, but I really urge you to reconsider what you're doing. Although society, although your competitors, maybe your friends that understand marketing a smidge, you know, just because they're telling you to do that stuff or telling you that you have to do that stuff doesn't mean that it's true or even that it works. You know, you're always going to be able to drive sales with marketing. You're going to be able to convert people, convert customers, you know, with the promotions that you put out there and the offers or specials or discounts. You know, that stuff's always going to work. But if you're not really creating loyalty, you're not creating trust, and people aren't talking about you in a positive manner, that, man, that experience was different. That experience made me feel great. That experience was memorable. You know, then what are you doing? You know, what is the purpose? You know, what's the passion behind what it is that you do? Nothing bothers me more than when I ask a potential client, you know, why did you start your company? You know, what was the purpose of you launching? What was the need that you were looking to serve and or do better than anybody else? And when I get a blank stare, I already know that that potential client is not the right fit for me, because I want those people that are passionate about what they do and know that what they're doing is making a difference, not only in their market, but in society, with people, you know, that they have a passion for change, they have a passion for inspiration, that not only do they want to provide a service, but they want to provide a unique service that motivates people to come back. So before I kind of get into a little bit of swing of things and some examples from the conversations I've had with Neil Patel over the last couple weeks, I just wanted to remind you, you know, be purposeful what you do. Take the time to establish your value. Set your sights on your goals with substance, and, you know, relay competence on a continuous basis, and stop spending money if you don't necessarily know what you're doing yet. It's okay. Most people say, especially after my conversation, you know, with this psychoanalyst branding specialist over the last few days, the first step to change is admitting you're wrong. You screwed up. So let's iron these things out. And let's make sure that moving forward, not only do we set yourself up for sustainability and future endeavors, but for success, for growth, for recognition, for trust and loyalty. So I want to throw in just another example, like I said before, with a conversation I had with Neil. And he actually ended up talking about it on one of his Facebook Live videos. You could check it out. It's on his Facebook feed. And he's talking, or he asks one of his team members, you know, what's their favorite channels. And I'm assuming that this was staged, because it was a very generic answer that I love Facebook ads because I'm able to set demographics, I'm able to target people at a specific time, and my favorite part about it is I'm able to track ROI. And he stopped him right there and said, you know, what is ROI to you if you don't have your brand on point? If you don't know what success looks like, if you don't know what the value is that you're providing, if you don't know what a conversion actually means to your business or how you got there, and then you're not measuring retention and loyalty, then what is ROI? What do you need ROI for marketing? Why are we jumping steps? And, you know, that was kind of, you know, really, it really hit home with me because I just wrote a blog, like I mentioned before, about what you should do before marketing your brand. You know, the top five things. You know, where are you sending people? Are you sending people to your storefront? Are you sending people to another location, to an event? Are you sending people to your website? Are you sending people to a partner? And does that ad or that message or marketing promotion, does the message on that promotion align with where you're sending them? Are you causing confusion? Are you causing mistrust because you're not providing a cohesive process or a seamless transaction? Are you creating doubt? Are you allowing doubt to slip in? You know, what will you be publishing? And where are you going to be publishing it at? You know, what's your social purpose? What are you on social media for? Are you on social media to garner a following? Are you on social media for that, you know, daily feel good of a couple likes and a couple shares? Because that's not a conversion. You know, when you're publishing on social media, are you geared towards that popularity contest, or do you have substance? And then are you sending them somewhere purposeful that will convert them, that again seamlessly transitions the message so it's cohesive and they don't start to let doubt creep in? You know, who's managing your marketing? Are you outsourcing this stuff? Are you maybe paying a friend or somebody down the street, or an intern, or somebody in college maybe, or did you find somebody on Craigslist? You know, who's doing your marketing? Do they know about your message? Do they know about your purpose, your passion, you know, the value you provide? Do they understand the culture you're trying to establish? Do they know what loyalty looks like? Do they even care about loyalty, or are they looking to get a paycheck? You know, what are they publishing? Where are they publishing it? Is their time spent wisely, and is it beneficial to your company? And then where are they sending your customers to? Does it make sense? And, you know, the last thing I touched on was, you know, what does a conversion even look like to you when you're, you know, as far as Neil's point, you know, ROI doesn't mean anything to marketing. It shouldn't. So in that sense, you know, what does a conversion mean to you? Are you trying to garner emails? Do you want people on site so you can, you know, have people pay for advertising on site? Are you looking for a following, a subscription-based customers that can purchase downloads and other deliverables that you develop down the line? Or is a conversion to you a on-site inquiry or a submission asking for more information? Because again, that's not really a conversion. That's an inquiry. It's still, that throws the consumer into the conversion funnel. That still is on you to sell them on your process, on the value you can provide to them and in their unique situation, and how you can make that experience memorable to them. You know, what does a conversion look like to you? You know, is it a product purchase on site, you know, that an ad that grabbed their attention, they clicked on it, came to the site, ooh, I want that, click, buy, done. Is that your return? That's your return? That's how you're measuring your return? But don't you want them to come back and buy again? Don't you want them to tell their friends? What about the customer experience? How do you measure that? Are you measuring that? Do you have people in your marketing department that can define that for you and explain that to you when you don't know? Are you intimidated by a consultant because maybe you think it costs too much money, but yet you'll throw $500 to the kid down the street to manage your social media campaign that lacks substance, with a message that isn't seamless with your brand message and your voice and your competence and value, and sends them somewhere where you're not really sure how to measure it? You know, what does that mean to you? Is that important to you? Is your business success important to you, or do you want to just go through the motions? Now, you know, I don't want people to feel like I'm attacking or criticizing or saying you're doing anything wrong, because, you know, if it's working, it's working. But what I'm trying to establish here for the clients that I work for is long-term success, sustainability. If you have goals and you want to accomplish them, then you have to be serious about this stuff. You know, simple marketing tactics and, you know, affordable services aren't going to get you there. I know people hear all the time that, you know, you got to spend money to make money. And, you know, that's true to a certain extent, but I think you have to spend money wisely to make money. Just because you have a hook in the water in every hot spot of the fishing hole doesn't mean you're going to catch everything. So why not use the best bait? Why not have the strongest hook? Why not have the strongest line? Who's watching the lines for you? Who's holding the poles? You know, are you casting far enough? Are you casting a wide enough net? Or do you only need to cast a small net in a certain area because you only want a certain type of fish? You know, all these things need to be considered when it comes to marketing. And in reality, this all goes back to your brand. If you're able to set your guidelines and standards in your voice and the way you want to go about your marketing and where you want to go about it, you know, what a conversion looks like, you know, where you're sending customers, how your store layout looks, how your signage looks, what's your branding, your logo, is it seamless with the other print media forms or social media posts? All those things create the experience. And even just having a seamless message is limited, because that's all it is a message. You're telling somebody something, right? You're not actually allowing them to create the perception themselves. And that's one of the strongest things, the strongest message that I want to continue to get across as I continue to fine-tune my message and make sure I'm able to resonate with potential customers or potential partners that can benefit from what I do. You know, is this important to you? You know, some people want to learn everything themselves, want to try to do everything themselves. And if you check out my personal Facebook page, jordan.t.trask on Facebook, you'll see a quote I just posted earlier. You know, if you try to do everything, you won't succeed. Yeah, I had to learn that the hard way. I wanted to do everything. I wanted to provide it all. I didn't want to outsource anything. I wanted to make sure I was in control. But you know what? It's ignorant. So now I have to learn how to leverage the right people for the right situations and the right processes and the right workflows, and allow them to understand the value I could provide them with, and vice versa. And, you know, I'm going off on a tangent here, but that's really the purpose of this podcast. I don't really have a set title here. I wanted to talk about this because it's awesome insight that helps me as a business owner. It helps me as a value provider to my clients. You know, I always want to continue to learn. I always want to see other people's perspective on things, whether it's cognition or whether it's eliminating the need for an ROI. You know, or listening to Gary Vee and you know, stop overthinking things and just go do something. You know, all this stuff is powerful. And as a business owner, you know, you can either decide to harness this stuff and, you know, funnel it into your uniqueness and make it your own, or you can ignore the noise and keep your head down and doing what you're doing and be content with the results. That's fine. It's your life. But what I'm here to do is get people excited about their future. You know, look at some of my reviews and what I've done for some people's business. And you know, I'm not beating my chest here. I'm not the only one speaking this message, and that's, you know, really, I guess the purpose of this podcast is, you know, I'm beating my chest, but not out of arrogance. I'm beating my chest to get your attention. Because I want you to see this. I want you to understand this and see how powerful it can be for your future and your employees and your family, and, you know, allow you to live a more relaxing life and a more purposeful life. So I challenge you, you know, in the upcoming weeks or remainder of, I guess we're almost to the end of the quarter here, are you promoting with purpose? Is your brand presentation memorable? Are your social media posts, your flyers you're passing out, the booths you have set up at events, the signage in front of your building, the store layout, your website, are you memorable? Are you different? Are you doing something better than your competitors are? If you're not, I challenge you to do it. Because like Jack was telling me earlier in the week, you know, people subconsciously remember those that provide value and that create a unique experience. And, you know, it's already an uphill battle because social media, the media in general, TV, movies, already tell people how to think and believe. It's already an uphill battle for most of us just to create our own identity. So taking the time to create yours for your business will do wonders. Trust me. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up now. Went a little long. 20 minutes is a little long. So for those of you that did stick with me throughout, I really do appreciate it. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me an email. info@prefocus.solutions. There is no .com. I've been getting some calls about that lately. Or I guess messages, complaints. It's no .com. Or give me a call. Like I've said throughout this podcast, I enjoy powerful conversation. Something that I'm saying you don't believe in. Something that you think that you can say that'll compliment what I'm saying. Or maybe help me get my message across or help you get your message across. Let's talk about it. Let's jump on a podcast together. Let's do a video. But give me a call first and foremost. Let's get the conversation started. 317-918-1360. Always keep an eye out on the blog feed. I try to be super random with that. And that's by intention. You know, I'm not a corporate business. I'm here for you. I work for you. I'm your entity. My passion flows through your veins. And I want your customers or your potential customers or your followers to see that. I want them to feel you. Feel me? Either way, create a memorable brand presentation over the next couple months. See what happens. And then let me know what that does for you. Otherwise, always present well and always promote with a pre-focus. Have a great rest of your week.